This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Lamb in motion across the formation to the left. Prescott back, flushed out. Rolls right, throws on the run to Gallup at the five. Diving to the goal line. Touchdown to Michael Gallup.
Brad Sham, the voice of America's team at 840. It's not fit. I guess you can fist pump any segment after that beatdown. 54-19. Sean, RJ, and Bobby Bell. Time for your Cowboys calls on the Diamond Factory hotline at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. This is the second straight game that my opinion like doesn't go up or down on them, even though it's been two straight wins. I'm not going into the week or the Monday or the day after, the week after, saying, I feel this differently. I feel that differently. I don't, even after 54-19, I don't feel that confident or assertive saying something definitive about the Cowboys after this and the Giants game. You?
Yeah, I don't really feel any kind of, like the 54-19, if you were just look at the score, it's like, okay, that's a, you know, wow. Well, they blew him out. You know, it's like this was a close game going in the fourth quarter. This was a good win. They pulled away. They did what they had to do in terms of getting a win. Would you style point this is a great win? No, I mean, you know, their offense was okay at times. But there was also a large part of this game where the offense was sputtering a little bit. The defense played fantastic, especially late in the game. But they also gave up long drives to a Colts team that, you know, Matt Ryan is not great anymore. The one thing to say is the Colts have played competitive games lately since Saturday took over. You know, they've been in a lot of these games. They've played tough. And then, you know, this team did what, you know, Philadelphia needed a score with a minute, 2 minutes to go to beat the same Colts team.
Bobby, you feeling anything definitively after the last two games?
I'll say this and I'll give them credit for this. It was not that impressive. For most of the game, they obviously pulled away late when Indianapolis just started making a series of you know, turnovers and mistakes and things like that that they hadn't made for three quarters. I'll say this is that good teams generally do that, though. Like, even on the days that they're off, they still find a way to beat somebody down. Or you know, good teams a lot of times will pull away and they'll make it convincing in the end. And so, while it wasn't the greatest performance, and it came against a team that fired their head coach a month ago, it's still impressive in that sense that you pulled away late, and even on a day, I mean, that is impressive in and of itself. We're sitting here going like, how good was that game where they scored the fifth most points in the history of the team?
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, that shows yeah, the expectation level for them and why we probably all feel like if they're clicking on all cylinders yesterday, they should score probably like 70. Because they were 54 points on a day where they were off and Dak turned the ball over. And, I mean, it was brutal for a lot of the day.
Truckride.com text line. There's nothing definitive to say because it was the Colts. But also coming in and saying, you know, like, slow starts in a playoff game are going to get you beat. That first offensive drive was
three and out.
Yeah, it was not going to be like, but, you know, slow starts of these games in the postseason, you know, you get behind the eight ball, all of a sudden now it's like, whoa, now what?
That's the question this week. Last week, the question was, what are y'all doing about penalties? What are you doing here? The question this week for the guys in the locker room was like, what do you do to make sure you, like, actually start fast? How do you make sure that you're not scrambling at the end to try and blow teams out?
Well, that's leading Tolo Chad to say, I'm encouraged. It looks like they're finally making halftime adjustments. So there's a positive to spin it right there. James in Dallas, start us off with the Tolo phone calls on a Cowboys Monday. James, you're live on The Fan.
Sam, RJ, and he has a head, and it's big. Big head, Bobby, Bobby, Belt, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Cowboy Monday. Whoa, how about those Cowboys? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've seen this, but the Cowboys just put up 54 points in Sunday Night Football in the middle and the beginning of a Super Bowl run, and we're saying it's mediocre party. What is going on? What's in that cup, RJ? What's in that cup, Sam? Because it's not what Sam. I'm drinking, because I'm feeling like partying.
I didn't think the insult would come more than Sham, but then he went to Big Head Bobby. I love starting it off with James. James, you feeling better about this team than any point in time in the year? You feel like the run is coming?
Is the run coming? Oh, my goodness. Is the sun rising this morning? Is that traffic we're looking at on I-75? If it sure is, and it's grandma's cooking, mama's bringing it down on the table, and we're having a plate of Super Bowl run Cowboys.
There he is, the nature boy, James, here on the Home of America's Team.
He's right. Everybody. I mean, honestly, you can't be that disappointed with it. Everybody should be excited.
Yeah, no one's disappointed.
We are style pointing a little bit. But sure, I will say.
It was a 2-point game after three quarters.
I do believe you should stop winning home games.
It was very close. But also at the end of the day, like I was just looking this up. I just thought of this during the call. I was curious about this. They scored 8 more points in the fourth quarter yesterday than they scored in any Cooper Rush start.
Well, 8 more points in the fourth quarter than any start.
That Cooper
Rush is not a good quarterback.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Why have to do that?
Because I'm just saying, like, that's exactly.
Why don't we talk about your boy struggling in the first half? Why don't we talk about
that's not
how
about
his numbers
Dak.
Are a little overinflated.
That was not about Dak. I didn't say Dak scored 33 points. I said they scored 33 points. That was a ton of turnovers. I'm just trying to say that's how, like, insane their performance was in the fourth quarter. And that's what they can do. They can put up points in a hurry like that.
It's also how insane the Cooper Rush should still be starting group is.
40
whatever's left of that crowd.
They don't exist anymore.
40 or more in 5 of Dak's last 10 games. Bobby tweeting, the average scoring over those 10 games is 34 points, and they exploded for the second most points in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL with 33 yesterday. Leon in Dallas, you're up next on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Leon.
Oh, my God. 2 weeks ago, you clicked on me. When I told you all the Cowboys need to do was run the ball. If you run the ball, it allows your defense to rest. It gives them time to come back like beasts. You guys were thinking, like I told you, I love to hate you guys because you don't know what you're talking about. You want to throw the ball like heck so you think you're going to score more points. Here we've done ran the ball 36 times. We threw it 30 times, and we scored more points in the history of the NFL. Like the other guy said, I don't know what party you at. I don't know what you're drinking, but heck, teams are supposed to peak at the end. We're peaking. If anybody has the formula, you should give me credit. I've been calling for 3 years saying, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. What have they been doing? Running the ball. If you look at your analytics will show you that all the wins that we won, we ran the ball more than we threw it, or at least maybe 2 passes more than that. But the game that we lost, we threw for 40 or more and lost. What formula do you guys want? When do you want to go to the Super Bowl? Look, the wagon is going downhill. So now it's time to jump on, guys. You don't have to push it uphill no more. Now you can jump on. Because now it's time to jump on the wagon, guys. We're winning. We're blowing people out 2 weeks in a row. And you guys are sounding like it's a memorial party. What the hell?
Thanks for the call, Lee. Who wants to talk about the formula?
Well, it's not really the formula because, like, they're, you know, you run when you're up, when you're winning. That's when you run the ball. So you look at the stats at the end of the game. Of course, if you win the game, you're going to have more rushing attempts because you run the clock out. That's how it works. Nobody runs to win. You win because you're running. I'm sorry, you run because you're winning.
But we don't think of them any longer, right? Like, if we're like, do you want to win first because of the run or the pass? The majority of people would sign up now for the run. Like, their offensive identity, run. Like, they've been trying to push on us all year long. Whereas Choppy and I are like, no, you're eventually going to have to throw. You're going to have to air it out. You're going to have to win shootouts. But is this the reality of the formula? Run first?
I mean, again, it's kind of like Choppy says. It's one of these things where when you're up, you're running the ball at the end of the game. And when you're behind, you're a lot of times trying to play catch up. You're throwing the ball mm-hmm. more. And so that's naturally what's going to happen. I mean, they ran the ball something like, I think, 10 times in the last like 6 minutes last night out of their 34 carries. So, I mean, it's that's
yeah,
what you
so
do.
That skews it. That
right.
Skews it a
exactly.
Lot.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So they were 30 attempts, 30 passing attempts to 34 rushing attempts, and they ran it a ton at the end. They got up. I understand there were a lot of turnovers and everything like that, but they got up and they were throwing the ball more. If you look at the splits generally in the first half or the first three quarters of games that you win, that's more indicative. Did you get up in the game by passing the ball or running the ball? You can't just look at it, I don't think, in a four-quarter vacuum.
And I think the most positive thing that we can say is they can do both.
They can absolutely
that's
do
both. That's what they want to do. Yeah. That's Jason Garrett's always preaching about the balance, and they can beat you both ways, a lot of different ways, as you saw, you've been seeing defensively. Boone in Dallas. Boone, you're next up with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on a Cowboys Monday.
Good one.
Hey, how about them Cowboys? Way to win. Good team ball. Dan, way to come out with that plan for those adjustments. And Mike, way to get your team to fight. But hey, what about that kid, Blaine? He showed he looked pretty good, and we know who the real 13 is in Dallas. So if Odell Beckham do land, I want you to get along with Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, and Noah Brown, and y'all bring the Super Bowl back in town. On behalf of the Cowboys Nation USA, the Tolo 105.3, the fan.
Yeah, baby.
What a good win. What a good win.
Thank you for the call. Have a great Monday. They were playing phone calls. I was trying to figure out, was that us? Was that fan phone calls that they were dropping in on the TV broadcast last night? You were at the game in the stadium, so you probably didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Peyton, did you send over some of the Tolo calls from Monday at 8 a.m. that they were dropping on NBC? Greg in Cedar Creek. Greg, you're next up on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, man, just want to say first off to you, Sean, man, you're not only a great radio host, but you're also a great party host. As soon as I got to the fan hang, you were just introducing me to everybody, and I was going to kind of slowly work my way in there, but you just threw me into the fire.
And, thank you.
I had a great time hanging out with you guys.
Thank you for coming Bobby. Out. And especially, who did you say, Bobby?
Yeah, he was lit.
Oh, yeah. Litty.
Yes, I was.
Yes, he was.
I make no apologies.
No, you were awesome, man. The Cowboys win doesn't exactly excite me. One of the things that really, even though I've cursed his name in vain several times, Brown going out. It looks like he's out for the season from riding off on the cart. Really concerned about Joseph. But I mean, it is a win, and I'm impressed with the way the rookies are playing. And all this kind of stuff, and so I mean, we got three rookies stepping up like that in their first year. That's just unbelievable. So, and you got me, Bobby. You got me, Bobby.
All right, hang up. Hang up.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Bobby reached. You know, I try not to instantly reach for the table and grab it like that. And he went instantly there.
No, I
didn't. And I tried to keep my hand up on the arm wrestling contest.
No. We were 3 seconds into it. Sean was completely holding on to it. And I just placed my hand down. I didn't even use leverage.
You can grab.
I know. I tried not to at first. I saw he was, you know, creating this big advantage.
Boy, revisionist history, Malcolm Gladwell here.
Hey, you don't even remember, probably. You're blacked out.
I remember it vividly. There's nothing. That's the only thing I remember.
Polo and Garland. Polo, you're next up on a Cowboys Monday. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas? First of all, I'm taking my old lady to work right now. She really don't care about the Cowboys, but I love my boys. And my thing is this. Until we open the roof in Arlington Stadium, whatever, AT&T, we're not going to win the Super Bowl. Let God see the Cowboys play football.
Polo.
I'm not laughing, fellas. I'm being serious. Another thing is this. Kevin Joseph. I hate to say it, dude, but you should be locked up. So you need to lock up these receivers that's coming your way, buddy. You need to show something to me now. We should have drafted another quarterback, which we did, which was Bland. I'm glad he showed his butt off. Sam Williams, I'm glad you did a good job. Tyron Smith, you do not need to play. I don't care what nobody say about losing your job to injury. Tyron Smith, I know you've been getting your little penalties, but you've been doing all right. Let that offensive line jail. They've been jailing. We haven't had any real problems. Let the offensive line play. Protect Dak. Run the doggone ball. Let's go.
Polo, hey, Polo, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's up, man?
Hey, man, let me talk to your wife for a second.
Oh, dang. He wants to talk to the wife.
She right here. Talk to her. What's up? Say something, baby.
Hello.
What's your name?
Speak up.
Erica.
Erica, is your husband crazy?
No.
What do you do?
I'm full of passion.
Yes.
We haven't won a Super Bowl since I was in high school.
Preach.
You know, I'm 45 years old right now. They don't need me thinking about no play. I'm not thinking about Super Bowl. Everybody talking about Super Bowl. No. You need to worry about winning this game, winning that playoff game. Because it hurts when we get beat in the playoffs. Y'all may not be from Dallas. I'm from Dallas. I represent 214-972-469. Bye.
He just rattles off all the area codes.
Send that G-bag. Send that G-bag nominee of the day. Poor Erica. You can tell she's beaten down. She's in the
every
car.
Day. It's every Sunday. I can only imagine.
Sit there in the car.
He's right. He's right. 202-973. Whatever it is.
202.
202 over there. 973.
I went to college in D.C. I still don't know.
That's the only Jersey, New York area code.
Where were you? 817.
Where are you born and raised?
I know it's not currently that. I was born in Austin. I was raised in Farmers Branch.
Okay. Austin? No, that's not Texas.
I was Sean born in Austin. I
Sean and Texas. RJ here on DFW Sports Station along with Bobby Belt zip code profiling people nonstop. Brad Sham at 840 and the Odell sweepstakes, do they end today? Odell is in town. He's going to the Mavs game tonight. How the Cowboys plan to win over Beckham, and do you still think they need him desperately? Next on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.